Probably the most famous pioneer of green architecture is William McDonough. When he was just a student back in the 70s, he built a solar house in unsunny Ireland, of all places.
There's probably 5,000 times more solar energy than the humans will ever need. We could cover our highways with solar collectors to make ribbons of energy. And I think that it's really the largest job creation program in the history of the planet that's in front of us. It's a celebration of the abundance of human creativity combined with the abundance of the natural world.
You use the term and have called your book by the term cradle to cradle. Explain that.
Well, cradle to cradle is in counterpoint to cradle to grave. It basically says that if we look at everything as a take, make, and waste system, then it's a one-way system. Whereas if we think about things having multiple lives, cradle to cradle, that we could design things that can go back to either nature or back to industry forever.
And to achieve that obviously requires a rethinking of design at the earliest and deepest levels, not a matter of styling, but how this thing is made and can be remade.
Exactly right.
McDonough thinks big, but he has a pretty humble view of human achievement.
I reflect on the fact that it took us 5,000 years to put wheels on our luggage, so we're not that really smart as a designer, as a design species. But if you look at a tree and think of it as a design assignment, it would be like asking you to make something that makes oxygen, sequesters carbon, fixes nitrogen, distills water, provides habitat for hundreds of species, accrues solar energy as fuel, makes complex sugars in food, changes colors with the seasons, creates microclimates, and self-replicates.
In fact, McDonough has taken so much inspiration from the natural world that he was one of the first big-time architects to design a whole building with a green roof, an actual meadow on top of it, for what was then the headquarters of the Gap.
In the early 90s, we were commissioned by the chairman of the Gap to design their corporate campus in San Bruno, California, and worked with an amazing plant scientist named Paul Gebhardt to collect seeds of the ancient meadows of that place. And so we built the roof to be an oak savanna.
And that's a nice and beautiful idea. What does it do for the building?
It does a lot of things for the building. It thermally insulates the building, keeps it from getting hot and cold when you don't want it to be, and absorbs moisture for stormwater management, which was of immense value because the city of San Bruno's stormwater systems are overloaded.
Do you ever think that beauty in the traditional sense, architecturally, is not compatible with the kind of efficiency that you're talking about?
No, that never occurs to me because I can't imagine something being beautiful at this point in history if it's destroying the planet or causing children to get sick. How can anything be beautiful if it's not ecologically intelligent at this point?
That's architect William McDonough, who is working on green projects all over the world. His latest is the NASA Sustainability Base, one of the greenest federal buildings ever built. You can see photos of his work at Studio360.org.